Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Bennett is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. I've been saying that now for over 12 years. That's how long we've known Elise. She's been a member of our Brain Trust. She is a founding member of the Brain Trust. Anybody who joined us in the first year of its existence, we call a founding member, and those are the people who are primarily guests this week as we celebrate our 13th anniversary. Elise is one of the top marketing experts on the planet. She's the author of a number of books on that topic, and her work is filled with that. Her day is filled with helping people like you and me with our marketing efforts. She's also the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. It's a book for introverts like me, and she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. So good to be here with you this week.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You didn't think we'd celebrate without you, did you?
No, I didn't.
You'd be wanting to know the reason why if we had, wouldn't you?
That's right.
So, let's talk about marketing. Now, I know you're helping people plan for 2011, but here's my question to you. I've been saying lately that you know, for the last 10 years, I've been trying to get people get their heads out of the 20th century.
Okay.
And now, if your head's still in the 20th century, I can't help you. But if your head's in the first decade of the 21st century, you need to be thinking about the second decade of the 21st century as a different time. I believe where we're going, Elise, is a lot different from where we've been. What do you think?
Well, I would say in general, that's true, yes.
But?
I mean, always where we're going is different from where we've been.
Well,
right?
But I mean, I think I don't think it's just going to be regular change. I think it's going to be, especially from a marketing standpoint, I think marketing is going to be a lot different going forward than it's been in the past. Am I wrong? You think I'm right about that or not?
You know, I feel like the tools change, and they're changing more quickly, and there are more of them now, and that's why people are so overwhelmed by all the different options.
Yeah, like including social media and everything.
Yes, absolutely everything. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that we created this new plan that I wanted to talk
about.
You
have a new plan?
I do have a new plan.
I'm going to talk about the plan. But before we do, let's talk about this. Let's keep talking about this thing, about how different things are. Because at least you and I both know that marketing is not something small business owners spend enough time on.
It's true, but the point I wanted to make is that even though the marketing tools change, marketing, to my mind, does not change because it's all always about relationships. That's all it is.
Yep.
So if you, as a small business owner, focus on the different ways to develop and nurture and cultivate the relationships that you have and the relationships that will help you grow your business, then you choose the tools that will do that best, depending on who your market is and who you want to have those relationships with.
And that is what small business owners are really good at.
Some, not all. I don't think all are, because a lot of them just, you know, wait for the phone to ring or
wait
to the website.
All right. Well, those are the ones who don't make it. But the ones who make it, either whether they're conscious of it or not, they become good at building relationships.
Yes.
And what you're saying, is that now that they've got all these new tools, it adds a little bit of a degree of difficulty. Whereas used to, they would just press the flesh or make a phone call or send an email or something like that. Now people are hanging out in different places.
They're hanging out in different places. They're ignoring certain media. Some people are ignoring some media, and other people are not ignoring that media. I mean, that's where everything is in flux.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. And at the essence of what we're saying, Elise, is what I've been talking a lot about lately, and that is the customer is now in control more than ever before. What do you think?
In what way? I'm not so sure about that.
Well, because they now have information they didn't used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had the buying decision. The seller has always had the product and prior to the internet age, the seller had the had control of the information. Now the customer has as much or more information than you or your salespeople do, and that gives them a level of control they haven't had before. And I think that's what's changing marketing.
Mm-hmm. I can see that too.
Because you said it a minute ago when you said that they're pursuing this media and they're not pursuing this media or they're blocking it or whatever, that's control.
Right. Yes, that's true. And now there are just so many options, and that's why people are overwhelmed and don't know what
to
do. So
how do we find out how people want us to connect with them and have this relationship?
Well, I think we ask them. We ask them directly. We ask them on the phone. We ask them through Facebook. We ask them to take polls. We give them incentives to respond.
And this is something, at least, that small business owners have not been good at.
Why?
Because I don't know why. Because they just, I think they're afraid of the answer. I think they're afraid to say to a customer, why? Thank you for your business. You've been a good customer of ours for 5 years. I want you to know how much we appreciate that. Would you mind telling us two things? Number one, why do you like us? Number two, what can we do better? I think they're afraid of those answers.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, I think that's human nature.
Yeah.
You know, when small business owners take their business much more personally than big corporate business people do.
Mm-hmm. Because the answer might sting a little bit.
Right, and I think worse, it may mean you have to change how you're doing certain things.
Ooh, ouch! I don't like that. I don't like the sound of that. Of course it is. But you hit it right on the head, Elise. You are, what you said is so golden. Folks, if you want your life to get simple, if you want to be successful in business, there's one thing you have to do, and you have to do this every day, all day. Ask customers what they want. It's that simple, isn't it, Elise?
Yes, and also I think even when you're not asking, you can be listening in a different way that gives you the information or tells you even what better questions to be asking.
Well, the word ask is kind of a catch-all term for getting information out of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're giving it to you and you don't have to ask them, that works too. You get credit for that.
Oh, good.
Hey, Elise, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Elise Bennett, I told you we'd get smarter when Elise joined us. Elise Bennett and I are going to be back. She's got a tool, a new thing that she wants to talk about after these messages that I think will help you. We're going to let her tell us about it because we love her so much. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.